We continue with Mishnah Berurah and Yom Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Hei Sif Vav. Says the Mechaber, Paga Bishal Rosh Tchila. If when you stuck your hand into the Tefillin bag, you bumped your hand, touched the Shel Rosh first. Tzarech Lahavir Alosa Hamitzvah V'Yaniach Shaya Tchila V'Yachar Kach Shel Rosh. Even though by Tzitzis and Tefillin we said you're supposed to do the Tzitzis first, and if you touch the Tefillin first, you need to put the Tefillin on because you're not allowed to be Mavir on a mitzvah which comes to your hand. Over here, when it comes to tefillin, says the Mishnah Berurah, since it is mefurish in the pasuk of ukshartam and then ulatotafos, which means the shel yad has to come before the shel rosh, therefore, even though we have a rule of emavir and ala mitzvos, the fact that it's mefurish in the pasuk that the yad needs to come before the rosh beats out ein mavir and ala mitzvos, and would say even if you touch the shel rosh first, you need to put on the shel yad first. If you already put on the shel rosh before the shel yad, then you don't have to take off the shel rosh in order to put the shel yad on first, because you already put the shel rosh on, and what's done is done. Siv Zion, Yivarech lahaniach bekamatz tachas hahei velo bepatach u vidagesh. You should say lahaniach with a kamatz as opposed to lahaniach with a patach when you make the bracha on the shel yad. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because lahaniach is a lashon of hanacha, of placing. Like the pasuk says, lehaniach bracha el beisecha. Lehaniach with the patach refers to leaving something, like achichem echad hanichu iti, which means that they should leave one of the brothers here. So therefore, one should be makbid to say lehaniach and not lehaniach. Siv ches kol hamitzvos avarech alem over lasiyasan. Every bracha is supposed to be made right before you perform the mitzvah. We already saw this by tzitzis. This is why when you put on the talis, you hold the talis over you. Then you make the bracha, and then you place the talis on your body. But you don't make the bracha on the talis when the talis is still folded up or still in the bag, because that is too far removed. So too, over here, says the Mechaber, Lefichach sarach levarach ala tefillah shayar acha hanach al kiboris kodem kshirasam. You put the tefillin on your arm, and before tightening it, that's when you make the bracha, shek kshirasam zo asiyasam, because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is the tightening of the knot on your arm. So you place it on the arm, make the bracha, and then tighten it. Because if you make the bracha beforehand, then that would be considered to be over to over. It's too far removed from the mitzvah in order to make the bracha. Bidyaved, if you didn't make the bracha when you tightened it, you can still make the bracha after you have tightened it, because tefillin is what we call mitzvah hanim sheches, which means you're constantly fulfilling the mitzvah as long as the tefillin is on you. So even if you didn't make the bracha at the appropriate time, as to be over lasiyasan, you can still do it after you have placed the tefillin on you, as you are constantly fulfilling a mitzvah as long as the tefillin is on you. Just like we say by an arm, the same thing is true by a head, that when you put the tefillin on your head, you need to make sure that you don't make the bracha until you have placed the tefillin on your head. And then you tighten it around your head. But if you place it, you make the bracha before you place it on your head, then that would be considered over to over. It's too far removed. Also, as we said much earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, one needs to be careful when they put their tefillin on and they make the bracha that their head is covered at the time that they make the bracha, because you can't make a bracha with your head uncovered. Siv Tes, Aser Lahafsik B'dibur. The Ramah adds in Siv Ches, V'chein B'shal Rosh, Kodem Shemahatko B'Rosho, as we said. Siv Tes, Aser Lahatzik B'dibur Ben Tfilah Shal Yad L'Tfilah Shal Rosh. You are not allowed to speak between the placement of the Tfilah Shal Yad and the Tfilah of Shal Rosh. V'im Hifzik Mavarech Al Shal Rosh HaMitzvah Tfilah. Says the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, you only make one bracha on both. If you were mafsik between the shel yad and shel rosh, then you mean to make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin on the shel rosh. Whereas the Ramah says, "Ulgidan de nogan levarach shtei brachos afim loiv." It's like we who always make two brachos, lahaniach on the shel yad and al mitzvahs on the rosh, tzarich lachs or levarach al shel rosh lahaniach v'gam al mitzvahs. If you speak, then you need to go back and say lahaniach and al mitzvahs on just the shel rosh. So for the Ashkenazim, if one speaks after they have put on the shel yad, they need to make two brachos now on the shel rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says that when you make those two brachos, you should really touch the shel yad or move it from its place or tighten the knot again in order that the lahaniach go back on the shel yad as well. And it's like you now place the shel yad anew. And even if one is putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, in which case they don't make a bracha, or they're putting on Rabbeinu Tam where they're not making a new bracha, or they took off the tefillin and they're planning on putting it back on where they're not making a bracha, one should still not be mafsik between the shel yad and the shel rosh, because it is not only because it's a hefsek in the bracha, but because the pasuk says vayalach alos al yadcha zikaron b'nei necha, so since the Torah puts them one right next to another, you need to have smichas between the placement of the shalyad and the shal rosh. You cannot be mafsik between them even when you are not making a bracha. However, since when you're not making a bracha, it's only for this reason, if it's letzorach hatfilin, or in order to say meini heshmi rab, or something like that, even though in terms of a hefsek of brachos, it would be, in a case where you're not making a bracha, like on chol hamoed, or something of that nature, you would be allowed to be mafsik for those reasons, letzorach hatfilin, or in order to answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. And when we say that you're not allowed to be masik, says the Mishnah Berurah, even one word is a problem, and even to signal to someone, or l'rameis be'enav, or to snap your fingers, or anything like that, is prohibited l'chatchila.